dogs fell in the river out there and couldn't swim. You know, that's what it amounts to. That's true. I mean, it's the hard facts of life. And just because he had off his mules registered to vote, I mean, well, that's true.
Let me read you what it says here. It said that 1907, as its population passed 2,500, rapid growth continued. Though in the 1920, the federal census listed 3,849 people.
Tell them what Daddy said about people that was here then.
Well, I don't remember what you told us. I don't remember.
Well, he said you see somebody uptown, and if it's new, you'd ask him where they're from. You remember him telling that?
Mm-hmm.
If he was from Tennessee, what did he do? He's a murderer.
But Arkansas used to be a refuge for all types of criminals.
Well, at that time the river was a barrier. And if you asked somebody where they're from, if they said Tennessee, you could almost say he's a murderer. If he was from Missouri, he was just got run off.
And if he was down Mississippi, he was a bootlegger.
He's a bootlegger. Well, that sounds, but that was.
Now, you said, though, that
now
you're that Mr. Abbott was born in
Missouri,
didn't you?
Yeah.
Right.
New
Madrid.
What?
Well, now, he was born on Island, 21. It's Island 18.
Oh, Island 18. 21 is that
21 is the one he used to own.
And it was near Malden, he told us.
Well, now, what he told me, the where the ferry goes across the Cottonwood Point, the island that you look north and see is still part of the
That's
island.
Right.
All right. And they was born, they didn't have a midwife or anything, and then they went to Malden.
Yeah, but the shoreline has changed a little, so washed out.
Yeah, that's all.
There.
Where
so
he was born is gone.
Yeah, it is.
Where he was born
river.
Is all washed away.
You people are the most washed away people.
Like his mother could row a boat on the Mississippi River upstream.
You tell him about it. Was it her mother that was the one that had the keelboat?
Well, that's the
Which
same one I'm talking about.
No, it's the one that come home.
Walter's mother.
Walter's mother.
Yeah, that would have been.
You'd have a hard. Daddy's got an interesting family. He had, I don't know how many brothers and sisters, and nobody. And every now and then, a new one. To my recollection, a new one pops up that I've never heard about before.
You don't know how many there were.
I don't think she's interested in that. So
well, I'm interested in that. I'm interested in most everything.
Oh, he had dads and. Of course, everybody had rough folks in their family. He had some tough ones. He is too. Well, she come home and they had the keelboat had stopped up there at Cruswell, and she come home. He had drunk, and she knocked him in the head and throwed him in the river. That was one of his great grandparents.
Oh. And some of the way back folks.
Way back
Don't put that down because.
Oh,
well, that's just life, here. But anyway, on this deal with this book, I'm trying to.
I'm highly interested in this book.
I thought it'd be nice, and just put it in the library. And it wouldn't cost that much. The reward of it would be worth a lot more. Than
then you come along with it and take a little picture.
But it'd give a person an idea of what things really used to look like.
Yeah.
Old man Harry Hearn, the fellow that was here in town for years and years, he's dead now. And it's one of his sons had died. He's his grandson's a real good friend of mine. And when they did this thing, and when it was this thing here, I think it was in
1966
or something. Anyway, they come around.
Was 75 years old.
And they interviewed a lot of the old folks, old gummers and what have you around, and he was in his 90s, and he was a very careful person in his younger days. And they interviewed him, and he was funny. They came, he was an odd kind of guy, and he was real smart, and they wanted to, Mr. Herman, we won't talk. He said, well, I'll tell you. He said, I could tell you about the way things used to be here. He said, but you think it was just an old man making up stories. And he said, I don't want to tell you nothing about it because you'll just laugh at me when you leave. But some of the stories are true, true, stranger fiction anyway. And of course, Mr. were brothers, really, not necessarily brothers, but they, the phrase, I think they stayed at the same house when they came from Osceola. And who they were, nobody knows, just like mothers, one of mothers' fathers, whichever one it was, grandfather, anyway, they don't know who he was, just adopted. That's